Simona Gregory is standing in her classroom at Carver Elementary School, north of downtown. The desks are piled high with workbooks and supplies. The 24-year-old has posted a sign to welcome her first class of third graders.
Dear scholars, I believe in you. I have trust in you. You are listened to. You are cared for. You are important. You will succeed. Love always, Miss Gregory.
Gregory grew up in Milwaukee and says she's always wanted to be a teacher. She says she used to practice at home.
I have 12 siblings, and they were my first students, ultimately, as I would create my own worksheets for them and have them fill them out. So this just like always has been a dream of mine.
While Gregory is bubbling over with enthusiasm, she admits she may lack the experience to effectively teach kids this age, and especially if they face challenges. She graduated in December from Youngstown State University with a degree in pre-kindergarten. This summer, the Teach for America organization put her and other recruits through 5 weeks of rigorous training in Oklahoma.
So I did the reading block, and then another teacher came in after an hour and a half and did the math block, and then we did PDs after that. We would find out curriculum and trainings and stuff like that, and then getting on the bus and going back to the dorms.
Schools using Teach for America recruits also promised to provide intense mentoring on the job.
My major was English after changing it several times.
That's Bryson Green, another Teach for America recruit at Carver. He says he decided to give the program a shot after several friends did.
All these influential people in my life are going on to do this. I know that I have a love and a passion for children because I've been doing mentoring and I've been doing tutoring while I'm a college student. And so I was like, why not give it a try?
Green recently finished his initial 2-year commitment to Teach for America and is returning to Carver for a third year, teaching second grade. Garrett Bucks is executive director of Teach for America Milwaukee. He says TFA has been operating nationwide for a quarter century, yet its stint in Milwaukee has been fairly recent. It opened a chapter here in 2009. Bucks says Milwaukee seemed like a natural location.
TFA starts on college campuses and in young professional communities across the country, finding people, both individuals who thought they would be going to teaching and folks who hadn't previously looked at it, who are passionate about equity in education, who are angry at disparities in education received by our nation's poorest students and communities of color.
Buck says the first year in Milwaukee, the program recruited 38 teachers, and the numbers have been steadily increasing. This year, 130 teachers are in town, divided among MPS, charter, and choice schools. While the numbers have been trending upward in Milwaukee, they've been declining nationwide. NPR's education reporter Claudio Sanchez says for the second year in a row, applications for TFAs are down 10%. He thinks several factors play a role.
For almost 15 years, TFA grew by about 20% a year, which was amazing. But some analysts today say that the Peace Corps-like outfit has lost its luster and its appeal. On college campuses, even where TFA does most of its recruiting, some students have even organized protests. Some TFA grads feel the organization has abandoned its mission, namely to help school children in the nation's most troubled, impoverished school systems.
Sanchez says one criticism of TFA is that it has become a pipeline for independent schools where the need isn't as great. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.